Gemara's body right barchava. Katan mahu she yamir. Right, can a katan do tmura? Heki dami. If the katan under, let's say, 12 for a boy, 11 for a girl, everyone knows that when it comes to nidarim, if you're above, let's just use boys to make it simpler, if you're above 13, you're bar mitzvah, you're no bar nedar. If you're below 12, then your nedar is not a nedar. If you're an onas nidarim, meaning between 12 and 13, what they darshan from the words of the pasuk mufla samach le'ish, then if you know what you're doing, if you understand the idea of nidarim, then your nedar is a nedar, and that applies to hekdesh as well. So if a 12-year-old boy who knows what he's talking about is makdish, then it's chal. So what does it say here? Obviously, a tmura done by someone under 11 is nothing. Dichim that tushalo akdish emuri meimer, he can't be makdish anything. So if he can't be makdish anything, he can't do tmura. I mean, the whole point of tmura is I'm saying cow A is instead of cow B, right? I have to be able to be makdish something. Otherwise, what I'm doing is just silly. We're talking about a 12 to 13-year-old katan or an 11 to 12-year-old katana. Lirabos mufla ish de. So one possibility is we have this drusha, right? Mufla samachla ish kiyafli. The kiyafli shows anyone who understands what they're saying. Who knows how to explain what they're doing, or understand what they're doing, as long as he's close to an ish ki yafli, which means 1 year beforehand, then he can be makdish. So if he can be makdish, he can also do a tmura. Odilma can love her own shiva tmura lo mitvis, or maybe since he is not of our own shin, meaning the lav doesn't apply to him. Right, he's not chayiv for lavim, then his tmur is not tofes. Now, what's the Ibai of the Gemara about? So the simple pshat, the Ibai of the Gemara is about whether the second animal is kaddish or not, right? He said, you know, this second animal is instead of the first animal, so is the second animal kaddish or not? L'chora, the Ibai is not about malkos. Pashuti doesn't get malkos because he's not bar mitzvah. Taka, that is a discussion in the Gemara Nida, whether a Muslim someplace gets malchus for a nyanei nidarim and hektish or not. But we paskin not, simple pshat. So that's the pashtun pshat, is they're just arguing about whether the second animal is kadosh or not. There is a funny Rashi here where Rashi says, Amuri meimar bit miyoki heikh the lilki. Says if he's under 12, can you do tamur? Can he get malchus? So the Yachronim argue, Asipas Zakenim. If anyone has Ozvahadr, for some reason they're not selling Ozvahadrs. In the back, they put in the Asipas Zakenim, the Chafetz Chaim, as you know, was very into Kachim. He published an Asipas Zakenim, meaning he collected a few of the classic Achronim and published them in one book. It's in the back of the Ozvahadrs. Not the Masiftas, just the Ozvahadrs. And this is the Machlokes between the Birkas HaZevach and the Tzom Kachim, as to whether you die from this Rashi. The Birkas HaZevach says Rashi's lav davki. He's just sort of throwing in that a katan wouldn't get malchus, but that's not really the discussion here at all. The Tzom Kachim argues. I just steer up the page from the Asifa Sekanim, which the Chafetz Chaim published. Just put together a lot of classic achronim. The Tzom Kachim says no. Rashi understands that the suffix was about both whether the second animal is kadosh and whether he gets malchus. But either way, you know, I'm not going to get into that angle as to, that's again, a whole thing in Nida, kind of cutting it malchus because of this special bit of mufla samukla ish, can that make him like a gadol for criminal purposes also? I'm not going to get into that now. One thing we have in common is that, according to, just the chazar, according to all the mefarshim and Rashi, according to the Birkas HaZevach, The suffix is just whether the second animal is kadosh. Pashuti doesn't get malchus. According to Rashi, according to Tzom Kachim, the machlokus is about both whether he gets malchus and whether the second animal is kadosh. I'm not going to get into the malchus angle now. Who is it to show me that Avnei Nezer yesterday? What? Yoni? So you can ask Yoni, he'll tell you Avnei Nezer. Okay, the whole sugya there, we're not going to get to that. Now, what everyone agrees, though, is that the suffix is about whether the second animal is kadosh. That's the suffix gemara for everyone. And that's the lashon gemara, right? Bitmur lo mitvis versus bitmur mitvis. Is the second animal kadosh or not? If a katan does tmura. Now, I just want to analyze for a moment, based on this initial formulation of the Gemara, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Because the suffix of the Gemara here is, okay, it's cute. If a katan does tmura, is it kadosh or not? I guess that's important to know, right? If you have a 12-year-old and he does tmura, you want to know whether you can eat the second animal or whether you have to bring it as a carbon. It's important nafkamina. But the lashon they use here, I think, is very revealing. How do they express the suffix? Right? The way they express the suffix is, on the one hand, he can be makdish, so the second animal's kadosh. On the other hand, he's not a bar onshim, so the second animal is not kadosh. What's the suffix gemara really about on a deeper level? Like, they're both right. On the one hand, he's not a bar onshim. And as Rashi says, the pasuk's talking about bar onshim, so it says, lo yimirenu, which is a lashon of a lav. On the other hand, tamura is a kind of hektish. You're bringing makdish the second animal instead of the first. So whoever could be makdish should be able to do tamura. After all, whoever could be makdish, lachor could be podeh. So it's like being poned at. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? How can you analyze up love this the suffix of this Gemara?
Whether it's totally amatos or not. Whether the
chalos of tmura is totally on getting the onish or not. Meaning, is the chalos of tmura part of the onish? Or what's the other option? Well, let me ask you a simple question. Why is the second animal kodesh? By whose tmura so yeh kodesh? Why is the tmura kodesh? What are the two ways you can answer why the tmura is kodesh? So one option is the second animal is kodesh because I was makdish it. That's what tmura means, right? Tmura means I was makdish the second one instead of the first. So it turns out that I didn't succeed in being motzi the first one to chulin. But I did succeed in my tmura. I mean, one answer is, because the tmura worked. I was makdish the second animal instead of the first. Just, I didn't get the first back. Or the other option is, why is the second animal kadosh?
There's a kadosh who made it kadosh because you tried to do it.
Right. Really, there's no such thing as tmura. Right? There's no such thing as tmura. There are halachic rules and regulations as to how you can redeem hektish, right? I can't just do anything I want. I'm not king of the world, right? There are rules and regulations about how you're motzi hektish l'chulin. There are some ways in which hektish does go l'chulin, and some ways in which hektish doesn't go l'chulin. Tmura is not a way of being motzi hektish l'chulin, especially if you're talking about behemoth tamima, a carbon that without a mum. So there is no way for it to go l'chulin, right? So why is the tmura kodesh? The tmura is kodesh as an onesh. So lav hanita glase. What does lav hanita glase mean? Lav hanita glase means that the Torah gives me a knas because of what I did. So what's the knas? The knas is that the second one is kodesh. So it seems to we have a chakira here. The chakira here seems to be, why is the tmura kodesh? Because I was mocked to shit because I did a tmura and the tmura really is something. Or the tmura is nothing. Tmura is a joke. It's a mice kof bial. Tmura is a joke. It's kadosh because of a knas, because of an onesh. And if it's kadosh because I'm makdish it, then a katan could also be makdish. If it's kadosh because of an onesh, then the katan's not a bar onshin.
Can you call the first one staying kadosh also an onesh?
Okay, so let's hold it. Let's hold that thought for a moment. So here we have the question of, right, the Kedushas Tamura. Why is the Tamura Kodesh? So, one way of understanding why the Tamura is Kodesh is because you were Makdish it because the Tamura worked. You were Makdish, the Tamura worked. If the Tamura worked, then why is the first one still Kodesh? So So maybe you'll have to say the Tumor work, the first one is still Kodesh, because that's the Knas of the Torah. The Knas of the Torah is that the first one is still Kodesh because the Tumor worked. The Knas is that the original Behema stays Kodesh. Or, so Tumor works naturally because of my mindset. Or do you say that really the Tmura is not effective? Why is it Kodesh? But there's a Knas that the Tmura is Kadosh. It is a Knas, it's an Onesh. it's an Onesh. Lichora, it would seem that, I mean, this is a theme that really pervades the first paragraph of Tmura. Lichora, it seems that's what's going on in our sugya. If it's Kadosh because you were Makdish it, then a Katan should do Tmura, right? I don't mean tan and mutter, but it would be chal. Right? But if it's Kodesh is an Onesh, then he's not Bar Onshim. So he doesn't make Tumura. It seems that this is the suffix of our Gemara. yes?
That wouldn't work so well with the first side, because if you say the Knas is that the original one says Kodesh, so then there's an element of Knas as well, and then the Katan is just not as shy for that own edge, less Knas, as he was the second time. You can just change where the Knas is at.
I hear your Taina. What you're saying is that if the first one's saying Kodesh is a Knas, then you would say the Katan should be mostly the first one from Kedusha, and that's Lechora too radical.
Right.
But I can live with that anyway. You're not just because the Tumura worked. I think you could just say it's a Xeris Akasov that the first one stays Kadosh. Why am I more comfortable calling that not a Knas? Because it was already Kadosh. You're not like losing something that was Chulin. It was already Kadosh. So I think you could say, look, it's Xeris Akasov that things stay Kadosh even when you transfer the Kedusha off them. And you don't have to make it a Knas. It's more of a Knas to make something Chulin Kadosh. Saying something Kadosh stay Hekdesh, that's not a Knas that you can call Xeris Akasov even if it's not an Onesh. So that doesn't bother me.
I mean, you could push the Xeris down to the second case also. But once comparing your Malkos and a Knas, there's a difference between a Knas and a punishment. A Knas is you're saying...
Okay, so hold that thought. Now, yeah.
When you pode, you actually take the Kedusha off, though.
When you're pode, you actually take the Kedusha off. But you could say here, it's Xeris Akasov that you're pode and you don't take the Kedusha off. After all, there are things that transfer their Kedusha without taking the Kedusha off, right? What things... Kedusha might be the wrong word. What things transfer their... No, the Gemara calls it Kedusha without taking the Kedusha off. Anyone? Think of, well, one thing. Shvias, right? Shvias transfers the Kedusha without taking the Kedusha off. So it's not an unheard of thing. Now,
A
muflis of a flesh can't do pidyon. Yeah. Now, so if Tmura is successful, then the Katan should be able to do it. If Tmura is unsuccessful, it's just a Knas, then the Katan shouldn't be Lechora Shayach to the Knas. Now, is this necessarily true? Let's see. Then the Gemara asks, Imtim Tzolomer Katan of a Tmura, and what if a Katan can do it? So if a Katan can do it, why would we think? Because he's a Kedushei Makdash, right? Then they were even so complicated. Even if Gotten can do it, the Asi L'chal Onshim, Olichom and Ma'u She'yamer, Mi'amim, if Dushim Akdash, Tani, Ish, Vatom, Olam, Ish, Ish, Lo, Abso, Olam, Kachom, Shadnog, Nidarim, Dovsk, Yisrael, Mori, Nami, Neymar, Odel, Ma'kev, Lo, Asi L'chal Onshim, Ki, Yav, Tzmur, Lo, Katsha. Now the Gemara makes it a little more complicated. I want to say, if a Gotten can it go? So what's the Gemara suffix? If a Gotten can, If a cotton can, because it can be makdish, then a guy can also be makdish. Ish is marvel that a guy can be makdish. But if a cotton can, because now they bring in a third. Asil kol unshim, even though he's not bar unshim, he's in the parish of the unshim, then a guy is not even in the parish of the unshim. What's the Gemara saying here? I think the Gemara is complicating it a little. The Gemara is saying, not so pashut. Could be a cotton can do tamura. And so can a guy, because tamura is just being mocked or something. Or, what's the second shot? A cotton can do tamura, but not a guy. Because a cotton's osi l'chal onshim, and a guy's not osi l'chal onshim. Meaning, or maybe, cotton can, because he's osi l'chal onshim, but a guy can't. What do we mean by this? That the Gemara then goes back and backtracks a little and says, you know what? According to either side of the Chakira, it could be a Katan can make Tamura. Maybe a Katan can make Tamura because it's just Hekdish. Or maybe a Katan can make Tamura because even though he's not a Bar Onshin, he's Asi L'Chalal Onshin. He doesn't get the punishment, but he is in the parsha of punishments, and I think that's what Morty was saying. He doesn't get the punishment, and we can't take him into Bezdin and give him Malchus. But he's in the parsha of punishments. He's shy to this punishment, so even though we don't give him Malchus, maybe the Knas of all Yahus for Soya Yakodesh still applies to him because he's fundamentally shy to Onshim. He's just potter from real punishments because he gets off because of his age. So we don't actually whip him. We don't actually kill him. We don't actually take away his money, you know, because of his age, tender age. But he's shy to the punishments, and therefore, if there's an Asay, a Knas, then he should be shy to it. So in the end, the Gemara backtracks a little and says there are really three possibilities. Could be a cotton can do tamura and so can a guy because it's just being makdish. Could be a cotton can't do tamura because he doesn't get the onesh. Or could be a cotton can and a guy can't because even though he didn't get real onshim, he's still in the parsha of onshim and therefore the knas should apply. Which is what Morty was just saying. Even if someone's not really liable in court, this knas could still apply to them because they're fundamentally subject to punishments. They're just not old enough yet, but they're in the parasha of punishments. So in the end, even if we would paskin, which the Rambam seriously doesn't, that a katan makes tamura, it wouldn't be machriya, this chakira necessarily. Of course, this brings up another nafkamina. Now what would you say the nafkamina of this chakira is? The nafkamina of this chakira is whether, according to what I just wrote on the board, what would you say the nafkamina of the chakira? Maybe not whether a goy makes tamura, a katan can make tamura. Because if tamura is because if a katan can make tamura, that proves that doesn't prove anything. It could be because he's asim chal onshim, he's shy to the onshim side, or it could be because he can be makdish. But maybe the nafkamina should be exactly. Can a guy make tamura? That's what basically said. If a guy can be makdish, but he's not shy to onshim b'chlal, right? So that's what the Gemara seems to explain here. Akdushe makdish. So he can make a tamura, or do we say lo asi l'chal onshim? He's not shayach at all, so he can't make tamura. So it seems to be at least at this stage in the Gemara that the nafkamina would be whether a guy can make tamura or not. Now, okay, let's just what are most rishonim paskin? Can a guy make tamura? Can a guy not make tamura? A guy cannot make tamura. If a guy can't make tamura, what would that be, machriya? That would be machriya. That. It's an onish. So the simple pshat of the Gemara might be, right, the hachra. The hachra, most Rishonim Paskin, the hachra is that a guy cannot make tamura. Right? So, can't make tamura proves this side, proves the side of the chakira that may even be why we'll see in a moment some rishonim machriya like this side of the chakira. However, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut because what does the Gemara say in the end? Well, this is going to have to do with how you do the Shakuntari Gemara. But the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph has another makor why a goy can't make tamura, right? Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, right? As opposed to goyim, or the hekesh of tamuras behemoth and meiser behemoth, meiser behemoth, meiser dagon, and goyim are excluded from meiser dagon. So it could be that l'maskanas ha-gemara, it seems to be a proof to the second side of the hakira, but it's not so pasha, because we'll have to get into the details of how to read the gemara. You could say l'maskanas ha-gemara, goy can't make tamura, but for a different reason. Not for the reason of not being a bar onshin, because of a gzeiras hakasuv. Because of Xeris Akasa, but then, like Xeris Akasa, we can't do a lot of things. So, you could be Doche, and this depends how we read the Gemara, which I will come back to. You could be Doche that Limaskanas, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a different reason a Goy can't make Tmura, which is not a Svar of Bar Onshin, but a Xeris Akasov. And if it's a Xeris Akasov, then you can't really prove much from it. So we've tried, basically, the Lashon of the Gemara here has given us a great Chakira. Is the Chalos Tmura a kind of Hekdish, or is the Chalos Tmura a kind of Onish? We tried to be Machria it from how we might Paskin, like, if we would Paskin, like, you might think, until you saw the Rishonim. That a goy, that a katan can make tamura without being achriya. So no, because the Gemara makes it more complicated. Says it's three tzadim. Either it depends on onshim, it depends on asi lachal onshim, or it depends on kedushin makdish. Then we said maybe goy is the real nafkamina. If it depends on hekdish, a goy can do it. If it depends on any shayfus to onshim, a goy can't. And if we would end up paskining that a goy can't do it, that would seem to be achriya the hakira. But if you want to, you can get out of it. Although I think this may be one of the reasons why the Rishonim are noted towards the second side of the Chakira, because the simple shot is that we ask the Chakira, we made the final lafamina goy, and in the end we pass that a goy can't do tamura. As a simple shot of the Gemara, leaving aside the Rambam, leaving aside complicating factors, which we will get to. This Chakira also seems to explain a number of other things throughout the Masechet, like there are different ways to analyze this. But Reb Chaim, quoting the Grizz, which we'll get to when we see all the different ways, used this to explain the Machlokas and Daf Gimel about Malkus. Do you get Malkus for Tmura or not? Anyone?
Yes.
Where would I? How would you prove to me that you get Malkus for Tmura? How far would you have to go into the Masechus? First Mishnah, right? Right. First Mishnah says right there in Hamer Mumer of Sofik Darbar. Obviously, you get Malkus. Okay. The Gemara brings up two problems. One we already mentioned is the potential that it's a Lavanim Glase. What's the more obvious problem of getting Malkus for Tmura? Right? Lavanim Glase, which you also mentioned. So what does the Tana say on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? We're not going to analyze all the ways of reading this Machlokas. Just what Reb Chaim said. Tana says in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that Amar of the Amar Marius of Yochum Shem Yosef Lili Kolo Sasha Shabbatora Asav Maisa Lokal Asav Maisa Pater Chutz Minishbo Meimor Kalafamir Bishem Afishlo Asav Maisa Chayav. Right. So every Lashim Maisa is Pater except for Nishma, right? Tmura and Mekalas Kamir Bishem. So it's Chayav even though it's a Lav Sheein Bo Maisa. Says Rabbi Yochanan of Gimel and Beis. What does Rabbi Yochanan say to the Tana, meaning not to the author of the Brisa, so the person repeating the Brisa. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Gimel and Beis, memorably. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tana, lo te'i meimar. Just say every lav she'in bo ma'isa is pater except for nishba and mekalos chaver b'shem. Don't say meimar. Meimar is not an exception. Why? Not because you don't think malchus. You shouldn't be real called ma'isa because meimar is lav she'in bo ma'isa. So it's malchus, the Tana, the Brisa, meaning our version of the Brisa that was taught, says that, I mean, here we have taught a name Rabbi Yochanan, right? I mean, Daf Gimel Aleph. What that means is that Rabbi Yochanan taught over this Brisa, which he had heard from his Rebbe, just the Brisa that he taught over, some people had it as with three exceptions, and he told the Tana, no, I'm willing to teach over this Brisa, but with only two exceptions. So is it a Lav, either way it gets Malkus, but is it a Lav She'im B'maisa with an exception? Or, and we already discussed two theories what the exception was, in the Yorsa, either the Yorsa Merz theory or just a Masorah, almost recent nine. Or is it a Lav She'yesh bo Ma'isa? Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean by it's a Lav She'yesh bo Ma'isa? I haven't done any Ma'isa. What did he mean? What's the Ma'isa?
You created something.
The Ma'isa is I created Hekdish, I was Makdish something. That's the Ma'isa. Meaning what he's saying is, a chalos hektish counts as a maisa. Right? A chalos hektish counts as a maisa. Stop if I curse you. That's not a maisa. But if I make something hektish, even though it's not a physical thing, right? That's only a spiritual thing. Elsie the cow looks the same either way. But since now I've created a new identity on this cow, that is called a maisa. So, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a lav sheish for maisa. Okay, so what does the Tana think? What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and the Tana, meaning the other gersa of the Braisa? So there are many ways to analyze the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and the Tana, but Rabbi Chaim brings good proofs, at least according to the Rambam, that how would you analyze this machlokes? So let's see, Gimel Amud Aleph to Gimel Amud Beis. Lav Sheh. How would you analyze this machlokas? Why do some Amorim think there is a maisa and some Amorim think there isn't? Sure.
I would think that if you want to say, like, I'm not here in the beginning, then if it's hektish, so then it'd be a maisa, but if it's onshu.
Exactly. This is Rabbi Yochanan says. Well, let's see. Bidiburo. Bidibure? What is it? Ka'avid Maisa? What's the phrase? Right, Bidiburo also Maisa.
Bidiburo.
Bidiburo. Okay, lo mashana. The Bidiburo. Here we are. Yeah, Bidiburo also Maisa. We often said in Hebrew. Bidiburo also Maisa. Meaning, why is this tumor kodesh? Why do we have a animal that used to be called without hektish? Because you are maktish it. Because t'mor really is chal. T'mor is a kind of hektish. It really is chal. And what did the Tana think? Right? The Tana of the Braisa thinks it's a lav she'en bo maisa. And you're a low get because it's an exception. Why does he think it's a lav she'en bo maisa? L'chor he holds no. You're not making this t'mor kodesh. You're not making this t'mor kadosh. The Knas is making the Tumor Kadosh. That's not called Lav Sheish B'Maisa. Lav Sheish B'Maisa, if you do the Maisa, if you don't do anything, but there's a Knas that makes something that makes something Kadosh, that's not called Lav Sheish B'Maisa. So the Chorot, the argument, or at least one way, this is the way Reb Chaim analyzed it. There could be another way. You can also say they're arguing about the rules of Malchus and Lavin. But if you assume they're arguing about Tumura, And not, they're not arguing about Maseches Makos. They're arguing about Maseches Tumura. Right? There's always two things they could be arguing about, right? Does Tumura count for Lav Sheish B'Maisa? They could be arguing what's the getter of Lav Sheish B'Maisa, or what's the nature of Tumura. If you assume, like Reb Chaim, we'll see why when we get to that soon enough, that they're arguing about Tumura, what are they arguing about? Are you doing the Maisa, or is it happening by itself? So, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're doing the Maisa. He held like the first side of the Chakira. The Tana of the Braisa says, no. The Tana of the Braisa says that you're not doing the Maisa. Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Why? You're not being mocked, just the tumor. You're not doing anything. There's no such thing as switching animals. You're just doing an empty an act of nullity. The Torah is mocked, shit as a knas.
With Reb Chaim, any Maisa Hakdasha that actually works is considered a Maisa?
Yeah, the things he has a proof of that in the Rambam. The Rambam writes.
Rashi says the opposite. Rashi says that when anything based on a dibur, it's not considered.
Okay, that's what I said. We'll get to enough people. That's exactly the machlokas. The two ways of reading this machlokas. But Reb Chaim has good raya's because, for example, what if I'm makdish of Almo? The Rambam says I'm loket, and it's not one of the exceptions. Right, la malka is not a maisa. So the proof is the Rambam must hold that being makdish something is a maisa. So why is Rabbi Yochanan passing the Tana against Rabbi Yochanan here? Must feels like the second side of the Chakira, and that's what we pointed out. Who would you think, if you were just reading the Gemara, who would you think to possibly like, the Tana or Rabbi Yochanan? Who has the last word? You think Rabbi Yochanan has the last word. First of all, we always pass like Rabbi Yochanan, right? And he corrected the Tana. Normally, whenever you think about it, the Tana says, meaning the Tana, the repeater of Brises, right? The repeater of Brises said the Brises one way. And the Amor, who's the Rosh Hashiva of that yeshiva, right? They had like the repeater of Brises. He was like the Bar Ilan's. CD, or now it's a discount key. He was the Bar Ilan program of the yeshiva, and there's a Rosh Hashiva. So normally, what would you expect? When the Tana said over one way, and the Rosh Hashiva said, say it a different way, you should pass like the Rosh Hashiva. And all of Rosh's we pass like the Rosh Hashiva in this case. But the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Tumura, says, all right, I think we've seen it probably at least twice by now, the Rambam said, at the very beginning of Hilchos Tumura, very explicitly, very explicitly that he says, "Mipi Ashmuel lamdu shekol mitzvah lo sasher she'im b'maisa ein lokal leim chutz mi nishva umeimar v'kalz chavir b'shem." Exactly like the original brisa without Rabbi Yochanan's emendation. Why does the Rambam reject Rabbi Yochanan's emendation of the brisa? Usually in Shas, we accept the Rosh Hashiva's girsa in the fixing the girsa of the brisa. So Rav Chaim explains, because the Rambam held like the second side of the Chakira. If the Rambam held like the second side of the Chakira, then obviously it's not that Rabbi Yochanan was wrong. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan didn't know what he was talking about. It's that there's a machlokas amaroyim about this Chakira, and Rabbi Yochanan held one side, and we pass like the other side. So therefore, we don't have to accept Rabbi Yochanan. He wasn't just correcting a brisa. He wasn't just making a hard correct a brisa. He was taking one opinion, as opposed to the people who are most of the brisa with the other opinion. And which way we pass him will depend on other factors. And we'll mention exactly what factor Rav Chaim latched upon.
Why did Rav Yochanan argue on a lack of Shuma of Bikurim? Sorry, not Rav Chaim, Rav Yochanan.
That is a very, very good question. We'll leave it till we get to that in the Torah. Right, that's the obvious question. We'll have to leave that. Okay, now, that's a very good question. This also comes across, just before we see it in the Gemara, L'chora, this comes across. How do we know that the Rambam... One thing's clear. How do we know the Rambam passed like the Tan against Rabbi Yochanan because he cared about this Chakira? How do we know the Rambam cared about this Chakira? I will prove to you that the Rambam knew this Chakira and cared about it. How can I prove that to you? Because the Gemara says there's an Asay in Tmura. Anyone tell me in the Chumash what the Asay of Tmura is? Vayahu Smura So Yeh Kodesh. That's the Asay of Tmura. How do we know it's an essay and not just a statement? Because the Gemara calls it an essay, right? Fine. So it's an essay and not just a statement. Now, Vayahu Smur So Yeh Kodesh. What does the Rambam say the essay of Tmur is? He says the exact same thing in Sefer Mitzvos. He says, Sheitiyah HaTmura Kodesh Imhemir. The Rambam changes the pasuk. The pasuk says, Hu Smur So Yeh Kodesh. The Rambam says the Tmura should be Kodesh. What's the Rambam saying? The assay is that the Tmura is Kodesh. And there's not only the Rambam, the Smag says the same thing, and the Chinuch says the same thing, at least initially in his presentation, and later on, when the Chinuch continues, he includes both Karbanos. But he focuses on, at the beginning, the first Karban. Everyone I found in the Monei Mitzvos agrees with the Rambam, although I don't think everyone in the world would agree with him. I'll prove that in a moment. But, why does the Rambam change the assay? The essay is Vayahu Smur So Yeh Kodesh. So if the Rambam would have said Sheyeh Hu Vatmura Kodesh, I'm not one of these people who goes around looking for diukim to occupy myself or to show off. If the Rambam would have said Loshon HaPasuk Vayahu Smur So Yeh Kodesh, I would have said, okay, there's no diuk in the Rambam, there's no lamdas, there's no diuk. The Rambam's quoting the pasuk. He's not allowed to quote the Chumash. We're supposed to do what it says in the Chumash. That's the point of life. So, but the Rambam changes what it says in the Chumash. And he's consistent. The Sefer Mitzvah is the same thing. It's not just here, he's the shorthand, Sheyeh Tmura Kodesh Im Hamir. The Rambam really means it. The Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvah also, if you look in the Mitzvah, I think I said it was Pei Zayin, and I think it actually was, Hu Shetzivanu Lios HaTmura Kodesh. Tmura Kodesh. And then he says the assay is Vayahu Smur So Yeh Kodesh. He quotes Vayahu Smur So Yeh Kodesh. He only says Sheyeh Tmura Kodesh. Why did the Rambam change the pasuk? If the assay is Hu Smur So Yeh Kodesh, why did the Rambam change it? So what's the answer? Why does the Rambam change the pasuk? Because he was stam in the mood to save ink in the Sefer Mitzvos and the Hakdama to Hilchos Tmura? Or because, what did he think? Why do you think the assay can only apply to the tumura, not to the original animal? Because the original animal is smart, so you don't need an assay. The original animal is naturally kadosh. Why is the original animal naturally kadosh? Because the tumura doesn't work. The original animal is naturally kadosh. What's the assay? Naturally, the original animal is kadosh, and the tumura isn't, because tumura doesn't work. The assay is as a knas. You have to make the Truma Kodesh also. Again, if he had quoted the pasuk, I would just say the essay is like telling us like what a good Jew should do without lamdas. But since he takes half the pasuk, without the other half of the pasuk, obviously he's telling us that, Half of it is natural, half of it is a natural result, and the other half of it is a knas. Meaning, do you need an assay that tells you an animal that's hekdesh is kadosh? No. If I'm makdish my cow, do you need an assay that it's kadosh? No. If I, you know, let's say something's mutter to switch, right? If I donate money for an oban, I switch the money for a cow or for a bull. Do I need to have an assay that it's kadosh? No, obviously it's kadosh. You don't need an assay for something that's naturally kadosh. You need an assay for something that's naturally not kadosh, but the Torah gives you a special rule to make it kadosh. And that's exactly here what is the assay. So the Rambam and the Smag, and even the Chinuch seems to focus on this, and later on the Chinuch says they should both be kadosh. But in the beginning of the Chinuch, he says, he seems to think the main emphasis is that the first one should be kodesh. What's the lesson again? Shetiyah hatmura kodesh. Shetiyah hatmura kodesh. Meaning, the original is naturally kodesh because the tmura was not effective. The assay is a knas that the tmura is kodesh. The tmura is not naturally kodesh. Then why would there be an assay if it was naturally kodesh? There's no assay for something that's naturally kodesh. The assay is something that's not really kodesh, but there's a knas that it's kodesh, there's an onesh that it's kodesh. This is the Rambam. The Rambam, who paskins, why does the Rambam paskin like the Tan against Rabbi Yochanan? Because the Rambam says the assay is, I mean, we haven't explained why the Rambam thinks so, just that he thinks so, right? But the Rambam is l'shitasei. The assay she had tmur kodesh. Not that the original animal is kodesh, because whatever is natural is not part of the assay. Naturally, the first animal is kodesh, and the tumor isn't. The assay is to make the tumor kodesh the knas. If the assay is to make the tumor kodesh the knas, you didn't make it kodesh, Hashem made it kodesh. So you're doing a lot of shame, though, Maisa. The Dibura, you didn't do a Maisa. The knas did the Maisa. You didn't do the Maisa. So the Rambam works beautifully. The Shitasei, this is what Chaim points out, and all the Akronim as well.
The Sfas Emes, though, I mean,
Sfas Emes says similar or the opposite of this?
He brings a Sfar, he says it's not a good Sfar, but he says you can't say that. There is a little bit of logic to say that the first one goes off and then comes back.
Right, the Sfas Emes says exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. What does the Sfas Emes say? The Sfas Emes is Medayik in the Mishnah. Sfas Emes says, you look on the page, V'haritzmur v'chuli v'tamua, he says, we'll come back in a second. What does he think our Mishnah is mashma? Ditmuroso mahani. Tmura works. That's exactly the opposite of what we've just been saying for the Rambam. Tmura works. Right? If you want to know, we should put Nigel on the keyword, right? Here we'll put Rambam and Smag. Here we'll put Svasemis. I'm not saying those are the only names in the whole world. But those are the most obvious ones. Tumura works. That's Tumura Somahani. Right? Davi Kadosh Machos at Tumura. Why is the Tumura Kadosh? Because you did Tumura and Tumura works. The Kavadu, the Vichuli. Odef Shilfar, she even goes, perhaps you could go a little further and say, the Loshana Mishnah, the Hamer Mumer, Mashad, the Emes Kola Tumura, Varshoni Yitzasim Kedushasa. Meaning he's sure that Tumura works to at least be Machdish the first one. The second one. He says, maybe even it takes the second one out of Kedusha. Takes the original one, out of Kedusha. Right? Gzeir Sagaz, the Choser Kedusha Lishonim. The Gzeir Sagaz is that the Kedusha comes back to the first one. That, Avol Maiz Mahani Lios Mumar, that he's a little Masopagia. I mean, what does the Sana say? He says, for sure, what does the Sana say? For sure, Tmu Russo Mehani Lahakdish. Hashniya, v'ulai. So why is the Rishonah still kadosh? So there he has two deis about, right? That's the Sfas Emes. Let's just use the Sfas Emes' lashon. Tmuraso mehani. What's his lashon? Tmuraso mehani. The Havi Kadosh Machmas Hatzmura. The Havi Kadosh Machmas Hatzmura. He couldn't be clearer if he tried. Meaning, your Tmura works because of, oh, why is the first one not go to Chulin? So there, the Shlosema says, he's not sure Suffolk is the Xeris HaKasov that first never loses Kedusha, or that it loses and regains. That would be a little radical, right? His first thought is that the tour works, just zero to God, so the first one doesn't leave Kedusha. Or his second thought is after even the first one does leave its Kedusha, it just gets a second new Kedusha. Okay, that's a little radical to say not just that tour works, but zero to God, so the first one stays Kedusha. But that tour works and the first one goes to Chol and it comes back to Kedusha, that's a little radical. But even if Yonkov are, it's clear this Fas Emes taking the other side of the Chakira. What would this Fas Emes say about the Assay? He would definitely not say the Assay is that the Tumor is Kodesh. What do you mean? The Assay isn't that the Tumor is Kodesh. That's not the Lav HaNitzik L'Assay is not the Tumor is Kodesh. It's natural the Tumor is Kodesh. The Lav HaNitzik L'Assay is that the first one is still Kodesh. Fas Emes, I wish this Fas Emes had written a list of mitzvos. But I know what he would say, right? So, I'm not claiming he does. He would say either Shetiya Hu, or Sheyiya, right? Either Sheyiya Hu Kadosh, or Sheyiyu Shnehem Kedoshim. Meaning, he would definitely, he might say, no, the essay is that they both be Kadosh. I'm just telling you bottom line. The essay is that bottom line, they're both Kadosh. Which is fine, you're allowed to just have the essay practically what happens. Or he might even say, the essay is that the first one stays Kodesh. Right? But he definitely wouldn't say the essay is that the Tumor is Kodesh. That's not the essay, that's natural. Now you were to know without this Pasuk. So if this Pasuk comes to you, the first one's still Kodesh.
So that is definitely a isn't he just explaining the Gemara?
He is explaining the Gemara, but I'll explain in a second why I think he holds this Maskana. What Reb Chaim says is that this ties into a very famous Machlokas. Right, what is the most famous machlokas in the first paragraph of Tumor? Anyone? Most famous machlokas in probably all of Masechus Tumor. The most famous machlokas in Masechus Tumor. The most famous sugi in Masechus Tumor is? Yav Mahani, Yav Lo Mahani. Right, you can't really walk, you know, Dalet Amos in Shas and Poskim without, maybe Dalet Amos, certainly can't walk Tom Shabbos in Shas and Poskim without hitting Yav Mahani, Yav Lo Mahani. Right, you're bound to, you know, whatever Masechet or part of Shulchan Aruch you're learning, you're bound to hit a Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. Right, that's a famous machlokas which goes all over, spreads out over much of our Masechet from Daf, or rather a decent bit from Daf Dalet Amud Beis through Daf Vav Amud Beis. It's a machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, whatever the Torah tells you not to do, and it's obvious why this belongs to Masechet Tumura. That's what Tumor is all about. If you do something the Torah tells you not to do, does it work or not, right? That's our whole Chakira. Obviously, even if you're not a Brisker London, right, which I am a work, but even if you're not a Brisker London, that's obviously what's going through your head when you just read the Pesukim of Tumura. So Abaye says, everything the Torah tells you not to do, if you do it, it's done. That's why you get Malchus, for doing the wrong thing. And Rava says, everything the Torah tells you not to do, if you do it, it's not done. You get Malchus for trying to do the wrong thing. And Abaye says, every chalos the Torah tells you not to do, it means you can do it, but you get a punishment for doing it. And Rav says, every chalos the Torah tells you not to do, there's no such chalos. You get punished for attempted chalos. So, you would think at first glance that what's the relationship between Abaye and Rav and our Chakira? It sounds like they're arguing about our Chakira, right? The Gemara even says, on Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Avari Tumur Dar Rabbana Lo Yachli Finav Lo Yomer So V'Tana Lo Shadam Rashi Lo Meshem Hamer Mumer Sofik Zar Ba'im Alma Mahani." Don't we see Tumur works? You have to do Rava. That proves like Vay against Rava. Amar Lo Shani Hasan Dar Makrava Yus Marsuya Kodesh. No, that's Xeris HaKasuv. And La Ba'i. The Gemara just asks for a Ba'i. So Abaye says, why do you think? Rava says, really it shouldn't work. You need the Xeris Kasuv to make the Tumor Kodesh. Abaye says, really? It should work. Peitzei Zuv Tikanei Zuv. The first one should be cool inside of his Kodesh. Either there's got to make the first one Kodesh. It sounds like, and this is what Reb Chaim is saying, right? Eavid Nahani. What Reb Chaim says is that, and we'll see the Reb Chaim, don't worry, at the end of the Kodesh, Daf Gimel. Reb Chaim says, Gufa, this Chakir is the Machlok is a Bayin Rava. And Reb Chaim says, you want to know, well, how we know which way to pasuk in this chakira, says Reb Chaim. What does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says, this is goof of the chakira. What does Abaye say? Abaye says, E'ovid Mahani. Really, it would work. The first one should go out of Kedusha, the second one should come into Kedusha, but exeris a kasuv that the first one is still kadosh. E'ovid Mahani, but exeris a kasuv, right? Sharishon lo yotza mikdusha. So, and what does Abaye, what does Rava say? Rava says, Eavid lo mahani, but there's a kasuv that tmura is kadosh. So Reb Chaim says, this chakira is a machlok in Abaye and Rava. It's a goldar kul chakira, it's not a tmura chakira. Abaye says, any chalos the Torah doesn't want you to do works. Ah, what's all Yusuf Maso? A chinish that the first one stays Kodesh, or according to the Sfas Emes, becomes Kodesh again, right, according to one side of the Sfas Emes. So that's the first side of the Chakir. What does Rav say? No, anything the Torah tells us doesn't work. Of course the word doesn't work. So why is the Torah Kodesh? Xeris Akasov, meaning both Abaye and Rav admit, if not for the Xeris Akasov, if only for the Lav, if it only said, below Yemirenu, right, or lo yomiroso, lo yachlifen of lo yomiroso, then one animal would have been kodesh. But Abaye says the second one would have been kodesh, the first one would have been chol, but the xeris akasa makes the first one kodesh. And Rava says, no, the first one would have been kodesh, the second one would have been nothing. But the xeris akasa makes the second one kodesh. Sounds like exactly what Chakira says, Reb Chaim. That's why we pass like the second side of the Chakira, because we always pass like Rava against Abaye. It's not Yalki Gam. So that's why we pass like the second side of the Chakira. So says Reb Chaim. The Sfas Emes says differently. The Sfas Emes is not agreeing to that. And now the Sfas Emes probably doesn't want to agree with that because he doesn't want to be stuck with a Baye. No one likes to be stuck with a Baye. You want Rav on your side. You don't want a Baye on your side. You know, it's what are you, want to be stuck with the Cubs or the Mets? So what does the Sfas Emes say? The Sfas Emes says, no, let's look at the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara views this as what? Sorry, Tzmur Darach Manu Lo Yach Lefinim Lo Yom Roso V'Tanu Lo Shodam Rosh Elohimer Elishim Heimir Mumar V'Sovik Zarbam Alma Mahani. The Gemara views it as Mahani. The Gemara says Alma Mahani. Then they get into all their Shach V'Tari back and forth. The Gemara is clear Mahani. Where did the Gemara get Mahani from, says the Sfas Emes? It's not Mahani because it's Kodesh. What's the Chach of the Sfas Emes? How does the Sfas Emes read this Gemara differently than the Grach? The Sfas, or then the Pshat, meaning I didn't give you the graph because you can figure that out on your own. How does the Sfas Emes read this Gemara? The Gemara says Alma Mahani. Why did the Gemara think Mahani? Why didn't the Gemara just quote the Pasuk? That's what the Sfas Emes starts with. Vari Tumur Bechulu Tumur, Maisa Gadad the Makshe. What's the Kash in the first place? We don't know there's a Pasuk by Yehus Moshe Yekodesh. I understand. That we always knew there's a pasuk by Yehus Moshe Yekodesh. We know there's Xeris Kasuv. We know it's going to work out according to all Stanim the Chakira. Give me a break. It's a pasuk. Abaye Nupsukim, Rav Nupsukim. Obviously it works out. Obviously it's Xeris Kasuv. Obviously this is a special rule for Yehus Moshe Yekodesh. Right? That doesn't match any general pattern. It's not that it does work. It's not that it doesn't work. It's that they're both Kodesh. So what's the Gemara's problem in the first place? Sfas Emes says, no, you have to understand the Gemara differently. Yesh Lomar D'Loshon HaMishnah. The Gemara was not asking from the fact they're both Kodesh, why are they both Kodesh? Nah, that's Pashut. That's a Kasha, that's a Pasuk. The Gemara is asking from the Mishnah, that's why they brought in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? In Heimir Mumar. How does Sfas Emes read the Mishnah? The Mishnah proves Mahani. And now you can't backtrack from that. I mean, the Chacham says, if the Mishnah is Heimir Mumar, there's no going back from that. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. Right? In Heimir Mumar. That's what he says. Mash b'masu mahani, dahavi kodesh machmas ha-tmura. So what does the Sfas Emes say? The Sfas Emes says, l'kule alma mahani. Not because of the din, but because of the Lashon HaMishnah, which says, Im Hamir Mumar. Right? He says this is not Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Everyone agrees in Hamir Mumar. It's a Mishnah. Im Hamir Mumar. Now, again, you could have said, the Mishnah's just telling you, Taka, that it's Kadosh. The Mishnah's not telling you one of this. He says, no, you have to be indicted in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Im Hamir. The Mishnah could have said, Losha the Rosh Lahamir, Ella Shatmura Kadosh. Ella Shatmura Karif. Right? Ella Shoset Tmura. Right? But the Gemara says in Hamir Mumar. Hamir Mumar means it works. It's Chal. All Amorim have to agree to the Sadek HaKira according to the Sfas Emes. It's Chal. Then what does the rest of the Gemara do? The rest of the Gemara just figures out how that fits with its Shita. And then what happens? Lekuli Alma Mahani. So for Abaye, it's Nicha. And Rava says that the Gzeres HaKosov, that Tmura is mehani, unlike Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what he says. He says, that's how he reads the Gemara. Everyone agrees Tmura is mehani. Just for Abaye, that's Nicha, that Tmura is mehani. And Hamer Mumer. And Rava says, Gzeres HaKosov, not Gzeres HaKosov, that it's Kadosh. Gzeres HaKosov, that it's mehani. Gzeres HaKosov, that it's mehani. That's exactly what the Sfas Emes says. Came with the Lomahani, named the Lochol Kedushim Kol Tovar. The Lomahani after there was a cause which named Kedosh Mitil Torah Kedusha Al Tzmur. Mashani, the Yosef Masaber, the Tor Gilson Daita, the Tzmur E Avid Mahani. What's he saying? He's saying the Gemara's kasha was, how could Rava say Lomahani? If Lomahani, then it should only be Xeris, it should only be a Knas. The second one is Kedush. The Mishnah shouldn't have said Hamir Mumar. Say, what's the answer? The answer is the Yosef Masaber, the Tor Gilson Daita, the Tzmur E Avid Mahani. The Xeris custom is not that the second one's Kedush. The Xeris custom that it's Mahani. Why did the Torah decide that other things are lo mahani and tmur is mahani? That's not my problem. That's Hashem's business. But that's exactly the Sfas Emes reads that even Rava reads that gzeres hakosav that tmur is mahani. I just read it black and white. The Torah gilsa daiti the tmur yavid mahani. How did Rava know the Torah is megala daiti yavid mahani and not that lo mahani, but the second one's kadosh? The answer is mistaber. Okay. Sfas Emes says mistaber, not mistaber Rava. Mestaber the Tanaim, the Hamer Mumer. So that's the fundamental machlokes. A lot of Achronim say this is totally on Abaye v'Rava. This Chakira is just saying over Abaye v'Rava in other words, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lamahani. The Sfas Emes says no. In Hamer Mumer, the Mishnah was Machriya the Chakira. All Abaye v'Rava are doing is explaining why Yavid Mahani. Abaye says because always Yavid Mahani. Rava says Dafka here Yavid Mahani. But he's a totally different reading of Rava from the Grach, etc. And that's the Yisod, I think. The Yisod of this Chakira is, where are you going to go? The question is obvious. It seems to you buying Rava. I mean, you read through a few plot of Tumura and you obviously have this Chakira. Right? You don't need to be a brisker. The question is, do you say it is a buying Rava unless possibly like Rava? Yom Lomahani. And that's Lachor where the Rambam came from. And the Smag and the Chinuch and many Rishonim, they said, no, obviously Yavid Lo Mahani, the Tumur is not Kadosh, it's just an Asay that makes the Tumur Kadosh, not a Svara, and it's just a Knas, and therefore it's a Lavshin Bo Maisa. Or the Sfas Emes says, no, the Mishnah was already Machriya the Sakira. Im Hamir Mumar, he just takes the Mishnah literally. Im Hamir Mumar means it's Mahani. Abaye and Rava both have to fit into that. Rav has to fit into Yavid Mahani here. Oh, he holds Yavid Lamahani. By Tzmur, Yavid Mahani. But they both hold that Yavid Mahani. Okay, so that's the very, very crucial Hakira in terms of do you really do Tzmura or do you really not do Tzmura? Which the Machlokas, between many Rishonim and the Sfas Emes, okay, a bit of a lopsided Machlokas. But nonetheless, and it comes down to how do you read the Mishnah? Right? Come down to the very first Mishnah. If you're alarmed at already this first Mishnah, in Hamer Mumer. Really im Hamer Mumer or Lav Dafkin Hamer Mumer? Sfas Emes says really im Hamer Mumer. Tmura works. Ah, Xeris HaKosov, the first one is Kadosh. And the Rambam saying no, Lav Dafkin. Hamer Mumer just means practically it ends up being Kadosh. But it doesn't really work. It's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. It's really just a Knas, just a Nasei to be Metakin the Lav. The way you punish yourself, the way it punishes you. To make up for your lab is by making a kadosh. Okay. Any other questions about this? Let's go a little further in the Gemara then. So the Gemara then says, Now we have a suffix about goy. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Toshma, can a goy make t'mor, can a goy not make t'mor? So Rabba says, I'll bring you proof. The time you caught Yaakov, lo nanim, lo mo'alim, v'ein chayam aleim, Moshe, misham, pigel nos v'tomei. So kachi akum are exempt for a lot of halachos. There's, you can't get hana'ah, l'chorim yidrabban, it's asr hana'ah, but, we'll see, but there's no chi of me'ila, right, and there's no chi of kareis for pigel nos v'tomei in kachi akum. V'ein osim t'mur, there's no t'mur in kachi akum. V'ein mevina sachin, or v'ein mevina leim sachin, we'll see, av'al karbonim t'an sachin, divar of shimon. Right, Rav Yossi, b'kulan ebro lahachmir. No, I think you should be makro lem tree kachi goyim like kachi Yisrael. Ba'medver m'kachi m'sviach, m'kachi v'yekabayis, mo'alin b'hem. Okay, most Rishonim, this is Machlokas and Tosos, most Rishonim say this going back on Rabbi Shimon. When did Rabbi Shimon say kachi goyim are different than kachi Yisrael in kachi m'sviach? But in kachi v'yekabayis, what do you mean? Kachi m'sviach are still connected to their owner. What do you mean? Is a carbon being brought for my kapara or for your kapara, right? Meaning, if you read Masechus Zvachim, right? How do you know kachim and zbeach are still connected to their owner, to the person who's makdish them? Because the kohanim have to be makriv l'shein abaylev. If you makriv l'shein the wrong person, that's a shinoi, and that could possibly carbon even, right? So then there's a difference between goyim and Yisrael. Right, fine, kachi goyim, that's for makir for kapar of goy, that's a lower level than carbon is for kapar of Yisrael. However, ben kabayis has nothing to do with the owner anymore. The pashup shot, at least. I'm right, and many Rishonim Achronim, and Reb Chaim also, and Baba Kama. Kachi ben kabayis, right? I gave it to the mikdash, now they do whatever they want, but I have nothing to do with them anymore. So therefore, kachi ben kabayis, who cares where it came from? Kachi ben kabayis is the same as me'ila, obviously no pigol, no sir, tummy, it's mura. But has me'ila, whether it's from a Jew or from a guy. Kachim is there, is the difference according to Rav Shimon. Again, that's Pashim Shat against the Re and Tosos, which we won't get into now. Katani Mia, Eino Sin Tamura. So, at the very least, what do we see here? Kachim Goyim don't make Tamura, which is Nachri, or Machlokas, about a guy in Tamura. We'll come back to that in a second. Just, Tosos does have an interesting, and Rashi and Rina Gershon discussion here, about what it means, the aim of being Nesachim, while Karbono Tar Nesachim. A guy doesn't bring Nesachim. Right, and why? The Gemara says later, because the pasuk says mefurish. We just read it recently, right? Kol ha'ezrach yaseh kacha es eila, right? A guy is not an ezrach, so the Jew brings a chasim. A guy doesn't bring the chasim. The Jew brings the sachim. A guy doesn't bring the sachim. But since it says in the pasuk later on, right? Menonim ilatanu ban ezrach. Ezrach may be the sachim. Ain't overkabam may be the sachim. Yachlo tia losu the sachim. Maybe his carbon doesn't have the sachim. Tamlor kacha. Right, kacha is an eko. Every carbon has to have a nesachim, even a carbon of a goy. So a goy doesn't bring the nesachim, but his carbon needs the nesachim. Now, at first glance, that's a peculiar thing to say. What do you mean a goy doesn't bring the nesachim, but his carbon needs the nesachim? So, how do you interpret this peculiar formulation? What does Rashi here say?
Independent.
Right. Independent. Rashi says, what does it say? Eino. Navy Nisachim Carbono Tom Nisachim. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, again, Aaron, that what kind of Nisachim did he not bring?
Independent Nisachim.
Exactly, meaning there is such a thing as bringing in a Dava of Nisachim without a Zevach. I can just, right, donate wine, bring a carpet of wine to the Samikdash, and, you know, okay, either Mizal Fal Yav Ishin or whatever, there's a whole mission in Zvachim, what we do with it. So I can bring a carbon of just Nesachim. A guy can't bring just Nesachim. That's Rashi. And Rashi says the exact same thing in Menachos as well. Right, Rashi says that can't bring Nesachim Bifne Asman, but he does bring Nesachim with a Zevach. Yeah.
Is that can or must?
I think must. Let's see, is Rashi Mefurish? What does Rashi say?
Okay, so
V'hadi karbanu mevi nesachim.
What?
It sounds like it's a mitzvah to bring nesachim. His karban needs nesachim, and he brings it with his nesachim.
Well, he doesn't have a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah? This is a voluntary.
Fair. Okay, we'll get back to that point. Now, what does the Mishnah Shkolim say? What's one of the takanas they made?
That we accept the nesachim.
Took one side of a machlokas here. What does the Gemara Mishnah Shkolim say? What's the kana? If a guy sends a karban from Medina Sayam with money for the nesachim, then that pays for the nesachim. And if not, then we pay for it. Mishal Tzibur, right? We pay for it. Mishal Tzibur. So now, according to Rashi, what's the takana in the Mishnah in Shkolim? According to Rashi, what's the takana? Is the takana that if he sends money, we bring nesachim? What's the takana? What is that the takana? What's the takana according to Rashi? Avo b'hadi karbanu mevi'in, k'nabinim sechus shkolim, sh'u'achsim t'kodesh t'ikim beiz, no'ochom sh'ilchotos b'ein skim, minusim k'habim mevi'in, avo karbanu v'adai to'on nesachim, n'avi karbanu mevi'in nesachim. Okay, I guess his lashon is a little ambiguous, I admit. Yeah, what does Rashi say on Daf Gimel and Aleph? The Vaday Karbanu Ton Nesachim Afilu Mishalo the Mekabla Minei Dmei Nesachim. Okay, he doesn't say a Lashon of Chiyuv, right? He says that he can bring Nesachim with his Zevach. What's the Takana? Rashi says, no, we learned from Kacha, according to this Girsa. We learned from Kacha that he can bring nesachim. So what's the takana?
It needs nesachim.
What?
Isn't the kacha that there must be nesachim with the karban?
Okay.
No, so maybe the chatchila we provide the nesachim, but if he wants to bring it, so we don't want to insult him, so we pay.
All right. Where's the Mishnah Shkolim? I'm going to have to argue with everyone. All right. Let's see if I win. Here it says in Shkolim. What parak are we in Shkolim? There's only Yushalmi. Here we are. Okay. Not Mishal Chalos Medina Sayam Mishalachim and Nesachim Kriv Mishalov and Live Kriv Mishal Tzibur. Chin Gersh Mishal Nesachim and Nesachim Kriv Mishalov and Live Kriv Mishal Tzibur. Tonight, Bezno al Kum Gadol Shvishim Mechasu Kriv Mishal Tzibur. It sounds in the context of this. Not only that, what was the first takana they made? If someone finds an animal, they used to have to bring Nesachim. So Hiskinu Bezno Shvishim Nesachim and Nesachim Mishal Tzibur. Sounds like most of the takanas that Mishnah are that they pay for it. Mishal Tzibur. What? If he didn't send. So I think according to Rashi, we don't have Rashi and Shkolim, right? According to Rashi, you could say, what's the takana? That his karban needs nesachim. Who pays those nesachim? So maybe it would have a mean that he would pay the nesachim. After all, kacha, right? It could be the takana is that you pay for it, Mishal Tzibur. Right? If the derice is that you take it from him, then what's the takana? The takana is lechora that you pay for it from the tzibur. Because who says where the money should come from?
Takana should pay from the tzibur. That's the default. If there's nobody else to pay, so then the tzibur has to pay. But lechora, why shouldn't it be that the guy he's voluntarily bringing a korban? So you have to tell him that bringing the korban is not just bringing the korban, it's also bringing the nesachim.
Why does that make so? Not, doesn't that make sense? That's the rule. The rules are you want to bring it to court, but you bring it with the
Sultan. Okay, but the problem is this guy sent it from Medina Sayyam, right? A guy sent an animal from Medina Sayyam, right? And what if the guy wasn't from Medina Sayyam? What if he showed up with his animal? Then maybe we tell him, pay for the Nesachim, right? But what if he sent it from Medina Sayyam? Then we're not sure we should bring the Nesachim. How do we know we should bring the Nesachim? How do we know we should bring the Nesachim? Maybe we should send a letter to the guy asking him to give money to the Nesachim. Maybe whoever brought it for the guy should bring the Nesachim. Maybe we should wait for someone to donate the Nesachim. So I think Pashup Shan and Rashi is that if the guy doesn't send money, then Craven Michel Tzibur. That's the Pashup Shan. Mida Oresa a guy brings the Sachim. Mida Oresa a guy brings the Sachim. What's the Takana? The Takana is what if he didn't? Well, we could ask him if he wants to, but what if he's in Medina Sayyam? Right, and he didn't. Meaning, this is Medina Sayyam in the old days. Not that he's in Medina Sayyam, we could call him on his cell phone and ask him for his credit card number for the Sachim. Right? So, the Takana is Michel Tzibur, and that's the context in Shkolim. The whole context in Shkolim is all the things that we're talking that you pay for with the money that Tzibur. I mean, that's Pashup Shan and Rashi.
It was before the Takana, what would happen to the
Goy? What would happen before the Takana? So that is not clear what would happen before the Takana. If a Goy sent from Medina Sayyam before the Takana, what would happen? Maybe we wouldn't be Makrovit till he showed up with Nesachim. Maybe we'd ask for donations. Maybe the Shliach would have to pay for the Nesachim. After all, before the Takana, if you found an animal wandering around, then you would have to bring it and pay for the Nesachim, even though you're just a good Samaritan. So it could be that, same as the guy who found an Aveda of a Karbam would have to pay for the Nesachim in his own pocket. Don't ask me why. Ask me, but not now. Likewise, maybe whoever brought it from the guy would have to pay for his own pocket. Right? After all, it should be no less than a Motzei Aveda. And then we see that's just not practice. Man, the Kona Chikung, Michel Tzibur. Yeah, but it's not clear exactly what would have happened before the Takana. It's a good question. Okay.
Will we say this by a Jew as well?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Hard to tell exactly what would have happened before the Takana. All right, let's go by Turk.
That's not what Rashi says.
What does Rashi say?
Rashi says...
Well, okay, let's look at the Rashi here. Hachi garsin ve'im v'vin sachim lo garsin aleihem v'hachi perusha. The aim of v'vin sachim shalom v'chom v'atzmon ki yisrael shem is not v'vin sachim v'atzmon but v'hadi karbonum v'vin. Right, k'dam rinan b'mesech eshkolim z'zhu achsa v'chom shetik v'bez and o'v'chom sheshilach olasu v'min iskeim and v'vin sayam v'kablu v'imen. Aval karbonum v'adai ton nesachim, that should be nudi v'ramaskal, of course, the v'hadi karbonum may be nesachim. Bahadi karbanu mevi nesachim. Ah, why is he quoting the takana? He's quoting the lashon of the Mishnah that it's a takana. He doesn't mean the takana is that if he sends money, we accept it. He means the lashon of the Mishnah is the takana. The takana is later in the Mishnah, but part of the Mishnah we see can send nesachim. What's my proof? Go to Rashi and Daf Gimel and Aleph at the very end of the sugya. He says, Tamalomar kacha. The kacha ikuvu devade tu nesachim yishal tzibur. That's according to the girs of Aleihem. Ulu lashon achad yichsib esfar below girs Aleihem. What about the original Gersa of Rashi, which doesn't have the word Aleihem, Mashmahachi, Ezra, Yisrael, maybe Nesach, Field, and the Atzman, the Eno, Chav, maybe Nesach, and the Atzman, Yachol, Yot, Lote, Yolosa, to Nesach, and Tamil, or Kacha, Vavi, Ikuba, the Vade, Karbonu, Tong, Nesach, and Afil, Mishalo, Vade, need to Oraisa, because of Kacha, his carbon needs Nesach, and even from his own money, the Mekadli need to be Nesach, and we accept the Nesach from him.
What's the
chiddush of Mekabel and Menu Nesachim? Because of Ezra, we might have thought a goy can't bring Nesachim at all. Kamash one, he can't bring it.
Wait, but you mean carbon, he can't bring Nesachim?
Yeah, that's what we would have thought from Ezra. His carbon doesn't have Nesachim. Our carbon does, his doesn't. Kamash one.
But once it needs it, does that mean we shouldn't take it from him?
What?
Once it needs?
No, that's what Rashi's saying. Once it needs Nesachim, of course we take it from him. Afilu Mishalom. So Rashi says, we don't raise me taking Mishalom. That's not the Takana. He was just quoting the Mishnah in Shkolim. I don't think you're saying Takana is to take me shalom. The mission is called to take me shalom. And what's the Raya? The Rashi knows there are two girsas. I know, I didn't mention two girsas yet, but we all know about the two girsas, right? Rashi on Daf Gimel says, according to the Girsh of Alehem, they're bought Michel Tzibur. And the Takan is from him. According to the Girsh without Alehem, what does that mean? That means they're coming from him, the Takan of Michel Tzibur. I know Rashi says it's one of the Takanos that if a guy sends you, accept it as Sachem. But he doesn't mean that the Takan is that you accepted from him. He says enough Gimel and Aleph, that means the rice you accepted from him. He means one of the takanos is talking about this scenario, and this scenario is midoraisa. Takana is that it's Michel Tzibur. It's even doing the lashon takana. If he sends you take from him, if not, you take Michel Tzibur. What's the takana? Takana is always the if not, right? Takana is always well if you're in a difficult situation. Okay, you can argue with me if you want, but Rashi, and here we have the girsa without Alehen, right? Rashi says that, of course he brings Nesachim. Of course he brings Nesachim. And if he doesn't, then we're not sure exactly what to do. Right? Because it's not Tzibur. Tzibur is only if you have the Girsa of Alehem, Rashi is going to allow. Then there's no Tzibur Midaraisa. Then you're abundant in the Takana of the Tzibur. He didn't say it's Chayiv to bring. He says we take it from him.
If he's not Chayiv to bring, then who would bring it? That's the question.
Then midaraisa, you're saying, who would bring it? If he's not chayiv to bring, the vadik of Rosh Hashanah afilu shel mekabla mine demei nesachim. Right, so I want to claim that midaraisa, the tzibur. Why should the tzibur have to pay for the nesachim of a guy? Midaraisa, so we don't bring it until we get nesachim. Midaraisa, we can't force it. Meaning, let's look at Lashon Shidduch Gavetzes here. Right? What does Shidduch Gavetzes say? Os Yodal, right? I have it in the back. I'll read the Shidduch Gavetzes. According to the Girsa, without Aleihem, right? The Girsa of Rashi. What does Rashi say? Sorry, he has even the Girsa of Aleihem. Lema de Kofino Solo Havin Yitzchachim Mishalo, okay, I'm reading about Todi Gavetz Shalom, the Hanin Yitzchol, the Olchav Labar Kfiyahu. Right, what does it say? A goy is not bar kfiyah. Right, you can't be kofa a goy. Meaning, yeah, we can't force him to give nesachim, but really, whoever brings a carbon should bring nesachim with it.
But there he says the tibur brings.
What?
There he says the tibur brings. The shizmi wet says the tibur brings.
All right, I'm going to answer, but you're not going to like my answer. Okay, I think I might, meaning there has to be a takana, right? If the guy is allowed to pay midaraisa, then the takana can't be that you accepted from him. The takana must be the tzibur pays. So what I'm going to say, which you're not going to like, but which I'll find something to definitely help in the acronym, is that when they talk about the tzibur that's after the takana, before the takana, it wasn't clear who would pay. Meaning, midaraisa, there's no one who has to pay. It's stuck in limbo. Midaraisa, you can't force the guy to pay for nesachim. Midaraisa, you can't force the guy to pay for nesachim. But you can't force the tzibur to pay either. So midaraisa, it's stuck in limbo. Until someone donates nesachim, then you can't be makrevit. And you wait till it gets old and dies.
Why mid the Rabbanan are we machri? Why do we force the treasury or the?
Because it's a crazy situation where you have people send karbanos and you're not machri of them. First of all, it's not
shumeva.
Nice.
Shumeva.
Yeah, first of all, shumeva, and second of all, it's just a mess. You know, all these karbanos walking around, and also it's just hostage. What do you leave the karbanos walking around? It's takala. You know, and beg people to donate money for it. It's hostage. It's not covered in the mikdash. So really, there is no good solution. There is no good solution. Just like all the things in that Mishnah, I don't know, they made it to call it Ger Shemes, right? If a Ger dies and leaves no money and leaves a karba, so the takana is that Tzibur pays for the Nesachim. What was before the takana? The Ger died, he left no money, just an Ola. So who paid for the Nesachim before the takana? Anyone?
Waiting for donations.
The answer is, whoever paid for that pays for this also. Why are you hacking your China? Clearly, before the Takana, meaning if you tell me, oh, could it really be before the Takana it was something impractical? Well, yeah, that's the whole point of this Takana, that Mido arises, there's certain cases that slip through the cracks that are impractical, and that's why Hashem gave Chazal the power to make Takanas. Point is, there's a whole category of animals that need Nesachim, and we're not sure where the Nesachim come from. Mida Oraisa. You know, what if there was an Aveda and you found an animal? So, whoever found it had to pay for the Nesachim. Is that Mida Oraisa? I'm not sure. Maybe that's an earlier Takana Drabana. I mean, who brings Nesachim for animals where you're not sure where to get Nesachim from, Mida Oraisa? So, the good answer is Mida Oraisa. There is no good answer for this. Hashem and the Torah didn't give a good answer to this. He left it messy, he left it in limbo. He left it to us to figure something out, and they made a takana of the tzibur. So I am the claim that when we say tzibur, we mean tzibur after the takana, and before the takana, someone had to come up with it. Just like the Ger Shemesh, just like everyone else in the Mishnah and Shkolim. You're claiming, I don't have a good solution, midoraisim, for a takana, and a chanami. That's the point of the Mishnah. There's some cases that didn't have a good answer before the takana. But that, I think that's, I don't think you could say that for Rashi, the takana is that he's allowed to donate the nesachim because Rashi says that's the doraisa that he can donate the nesachim. Right? That's exactly what Rashi says, the difference between the two yourselves. Okay, you could argue me, you could think about it, but I think that they created Michel Tzibur, and what was midoraisa? Midoraisa, there was no good solution. Just like the rest of the things in the Mishnah and Shkolim. That's Rashi without the girsa of Aleihem. That's Rashi without the girsa of Aleihem. That's not crazy, actually. Michel Bez. I think he used it interchangeably. It's an idea, but I think he used it interchangeably. Meaning you're talking about different money than Seabird, I don't think that's pshat. Now, many Rishonim, as you noticed, had the Girsa of Aleihem. Right? The Rabbeinu Gershomer is very famous. He's the first one. But Rashi also mentioned the Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? He mentions both Girsas. And the Beis Avodah is also Rashi's, right? I think you're Loger seen in Aleihem. Obviously, he knew there were two Girsas. What does Rabbeinu Gershom say? Rabbeinu Gershom says, Ve'ein Mavin Aleihem Tesachim, Mashmach Lai Lishna. Lahain Lishna means according to this Gersa, right? Sha'ov de Chum, Ein Mavin al Karban Nesachim Mishalahem, Bahad Esnam Nesach Shkolam, Ove Chum Shiloch Alosim Nesayam, Shiloch Iman Nesachem, Kreid Mishalo, Hain Et Hakan Drabanan, Zayin Dvar Miskinu Bez, Ze'ech Mehem, Velo Mido Araisa, Lahain Lishna, Dixiv, Ein Mavin Nesachim Tei Atzman, Hain Nemes Nad Mulhav Nesachim Lo Zevach Al Karban, Antar Nesachim, Ein Mishalahem, O Mishal, Seabird, nothing of the rain, converse, bear, gill, and so he also knows both yourselves. According to the Gersa, that'll lay him. They can't bring themselves, but their carbon needs a song. Either they can bring it or someone else can bring it. What's the takana? Or the takana is that someone else has to bring it. Right? Instead of just waiting for someone to volunteer. Meaning, he says, midoraisa, either theirs or Seabird's. He means either theirs or someone else's. But Seabird's not obligated to spend their money on it. The takana is that they're obligated to spend their money on it. But here we have the Girsa of Aleihem, right? The Rabbi Gershom, who seems to prefer the Girsa of, right, Aleihem. He says, Ein Mavin Nesachim means he can't bring Nesachim with his Zevach. And Karbonatah Nesachim means, now what is Karbonatah? If he can't, then what does Karbonatah Nesachim mean? The tzibur has to, right? Totally, right? That the tzibur has to bring the nesachim for his zevach. Then what's the takan in shkolim? He said the takan in shkolim is that he's allowed to pay. Meaning this takan is the opposite of the other takanas in the Mishnah. Why is it the Mishnah together with all the other takanas that we spend tzibur's money? Here at Takana is that we should be spending Seber's money, but if he wants to pay, we're allowed to not spend the Seber's money. Okay, why isn't the same Mishnah? Because in the outside, it looks like them. It's a similar case, even though it's the opposite direction of Takana. The Griz here says, hold on a second, how can they make a Takana like this? If halachically a goy is not allowed to be married from the Nesachim, how can they make a Takana to accept it from him? So what would you answer? Meaning he sent money for Nesachim, he's not allowed to pay for the Nesachim. So how would you think they can make a Takana?
There's a difference between sending the money and sending the Nesachim,
no? No. So I think this makes sense. This is what the Griz also says. He's allowed to pay. And the Takana works through Hefker Bez and Hefker. Lachara, that's the Takana. Takana is if he sent money for Medina Hayam, we use Hefker Bez and Hefker to make it our money and pay for the Nesachim. Right? Because he's not allowed to pay. A guy's not allowed to be makar. The same way a guy can't send money for a shlomen, because the guy's not makar for a shlomen. He can't send money for a chatas. He can't send money for korban zivros. He also can't send money for nesachim. So what takana they made? Takana, if he does send money for nesachim, we use hefker bez and hefker to give it to the tzibur, and then the tzibur pays for his nesachim. Okay, these are two basic ways of understanding it. I see the hour's already a little late, and we're not going to totally finish the thought we're in the middle of, or the rest of the sheet right now. So we'll have to pick up Emir Tzashem on Thursday with finishing up this Indian Nesachim, and then going through the rest of the Gemara about Tumura of a Goy. Emir Tzashem back to our regular schedule Thursday at 9:00.